Hello, and thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Department of Human Services. Para español. Some Department of Human Services mail was delayed from November 3rd through December 3rd, 2025, due to an issue with an external mail vendor. All delayed mail has now been sent, but certain people may receive notices and other paperwork late. We are extending due dates where possible for those who didn't get timely mail about their benefits. Individuals also have an additional 45 days to appeal if their case closed or was negatively changed. We apologize for the inconvenience and encourage individuals to contact their caseworker if they have concerns or questions about their case. Need help heating your home? The Low Income Home Energy Assistance Program, or LIHEAP, is open as of December 3, 2025, and is scheduled to close on April 10, 2026. You can apply online at www.dhs.pa.gov/compass or at your local county assistance office. Find more information about LIHEAP at dhs.pa.gov/LIHEAP.
Starting October 2, 2025, all county assistance offices, the DHS Customer Service Center, and the DHS Helpline will open to the public at 11 a.m. on Thursdays. The public will not be able to enter offices, and calls will not be accepted before 11 a.m. on Thursdays. This will not impact hours of operation on other days of the week. Individuals can still submit an application or renewal, report a change, submit verification documents, and more, anytime online at dhs.pa.gov/compass.
Do you need to reset your Compass password? You can now reset your My Compass account password yourself using a one-time passcode sent to you via email or SMS text message. Just click on the Forgot Password option on Compass to get started. Protect your benefits. Lock your EBT card when not in use through the free and secure Connect EBT app or at www.connectebt.com. Choose the Lock Everywhere option to prevent theft in PA, out of state, and online, and simply unlock your card when you are ready to shop. If your SNAP benefits are stolen, contact your local county assistance office or can do it at 888-3287-366 as soon as possible to get a new EBT card. For immediate food needs, call 211 or visit pa-navigate.org. There is no line online. Visit dhs.pa.gov/compass. That's dhs.pa.gov/compass. Or download the free My Compass PA mobile app to manage your benefits online.
Having trouble signing into your My Compass account on your Apple device? It could be your private relay setting. Turn private relay off in your device settings app by selecting Apple Profile, then iCloud, then turn private relay off. If the issue persists, please ask a helpline representative for further assistance.
We want you to get what you need as quickly as possible. Please make sure you have your Social Security number or case record number ready for the customer service representative. This will help us quickly locate your information so we can help you as efficiently as possible. Are you calling to change your address? If yes, press 1. If not, please stay on the line and your call will be transferred to an available caseworker. Please hold while I transfer your call. Please have a pen and paper available to write down important information. Your wait is estimated to be greater than 30 minutes. Remember, there's no line online. Visit dhs.pa.gov/compass and download the free My Compass PA mobile app to easily manage your benefits with no wait. Please hold while I transfer your call. Please be advised that your call may be recorded for quality and training purposes. By staying on the line, you consent to the recording and retention of this call. Thank you for calling the Customer Service Center. Our hours of operation are 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday, excluding state holidays. Please remain on the line while your call is being processed. Need help heating your home? The Low Income Home Energy Assistance Program, or LIHEAP, is open as of December 3, 2025, and is scheduled to close on April 10, 2026. You can apply online at www.dhs.pa.gov/compass or at your local county assistance office. Find more information about LIHEAP at dhs.pa.gov/LIHEAP. Did you submit an application for benefits? You can easily check the status of your application on www.dhs.pa.gov/compass by providing information about your head of household and two other pieces of verifying information.
Due to a change in federal policy, DHS can no longer reimburse SNAP benefits stolen after December 20, 2024. If your SNAP benefits were stolen, immediately contact your county assistance office or conduit at 888-328-7366 to get a new EBT card. For immediate food needs, call 211 or visit pa-navigate.org. You should also report the theft to local law enforcement. Protect your benefits. When using your EBT card, always check card readers for skimming devices and nearby cameras. Keep your PIN private and change it frequently, and monitor your EBT balance and transaction history using the official, free, and secure MyCompass PA mobile app. Easily apply for and manage your benefits online. Visit dhs.pa.gov/compass to submit an application, renew your benefits, scan and upload verification documents, update your contact information, check your renewal or benefit payment dates, and so much more.
Right across the street from Rottenberg. What? Have a path that goes diagonal. What?
Yeah. You hold the key to managing your benefits right in the palm of your hand. Download the free MyCompass PA mobile app to your Apple or Android mobile device to easily update your personal information, upload images of required documents, check your renewal date, and see your SNAP balance and transaction history.
No.
Pennsylvania's summer EBT program, Sunbucks, provides eligible children with $120 to purchase food during the summer. The 2025 Sunbucks season is now closed. Any application submitted after August 31, 2025 will be held and considered for the 2026 Sunbucks season. You can find more information at www.dhs.pa.gov/sunbucks or by calling the Sunbucks FAQ hotline at 1-877-762-1575.
Not sure if you're calling the right number for questions about CHIP? If a child in your household has CHIP and you have questions about the premium payment or coverage for medical services, call the number on the back of your CHIP card or the CHIP hotline at 1-800-986-KIDS. That's 1-800-986-5437. For questions not related to premiums and coverage, stay on the line or view most case information online at dhs.pa.gov/compass or with the MyCompass PA mobile app. You can find more information about CHIP at dhs.pa.gov/CHIP. Check your next renewal date by signing into your MyCompass account at dhs.pa.gov/compass or by logging in to the free MyCompass PA mobile app. Have documents you need to provide to us, like personal ID, pay stubs, or bank statements? There are so many ways to get these items to DHS. You can submit them online at dhs.pa.gov/compass, upload them through the MyCompass PA mobile app, or drop them off to your local county assistance office. Whether you are snapping a picture of your documents with your smartphone, uploading verification online, or providing your items in person at one of our local county assistance offices, DHS has an option that works for you.
Protect your benefits. You can now lock your EBT card when not in use to keep it safe from theft and skimming. Use the Connect EBT mobile app or website to lock and unlock your EBT card in real time. Download the free secure Connect EBT mobile app or go to connectebt.com now and start protecting your benefits today. It's now easier to recognize the arrival of your benefit renewal packet. Look for a large pink envelope to come in the mail and submit your completed renewal online at dhs.pa.gov/compass or to your local county assistance office by the due date listed on your packet.
We want you to get what you need as quickly as possible. Please make sure you have your Social Security number or case record number ready for the call representative. This will help us quickly locate your information so we can help you as efficiently as possible.
Need help heating your home? The Low Income Home Energy Assistance Program, or LIHEAP, is open as of December 3, 2025, and is scheduled to close on April 10, 2026. You can apply online at www.dhs.pa.gov/compass or at your local county assistance office. Find more information about LIHEAP at dhs.pa.gov/LIHEAP. Did you submit an application for benefits? You can easily check the status of your application on www.dhs.pa.gov/compass by providing information about your head of household and two other pieces of verifying information.
A change in federal policy, DHS can no longer reimburse SNAP benefits stolen after December 20, 2024. If your SNAP benefits were stolen, immediately contact your county assistance office or conduit at 888-328-7366 to get a new EBT card. For immediate food needs, call 211 or visit pa-navigate.org. you should also report the theft to local law enforcement. Protect your benefits. When using your EBT card, always check card readers for skimming devices and nearby cameras. Keep your PIN private and change it frequently. And monitor your EBT balance and transaction history using the official, free, and secure MyCompass PA mobile app. You can easily apply for and manage your benefits online. Visit dhs.pa.gov/compass to submit an application, renew your benefits, scan and upload verification documents, update your contact information, check your renewal or benefit payment dates, and so much more. You hold the key to managing your benefits right in the palm of your hand. Download the free MyCompass PA mobile app to your Apple or Android mobile device to easily update your personal information, upload images of required documents, check your renewal date, and see your SNAP balance and transaction history.
Pennsylvania's Summer EBT program, Sunbucks, provides eligible children with $120 to purchase food during the summer. The 2025 Sunbucks season is now closed. Any applications submitted after August 31, 2025 will be held and considered for the 2026 Sunbucks season. You can find more information at www.dhs.pa.gov/sunbucks. Or by calling the Sunbucks FAQ hotline at 1-877-762-1575.
Not sure if you're calling the right number for questions about CHIP? If a child in your household has CHIP, and you have questions about the premium payment or coverage for medical services, call the number on the back of your CHIP card or the CHIP hotline at 1-800-986-KIDS. That's 1-800-986-5437. For questions not related to premiums and coverage, stay on the line or view most case information online at dhs.pa.gov/compass or with the MyCompass PA mobile app. You can find more information about CHIP at dhs.pa.gov/CHIP. Check your next renewal date by signing into your MyCompass account at dhs.pa.gov/compass or by logging in to the free MyCompass PA mobile app. Do you have documents you need to provide to us, like personal ID, pay stubs, or bank statements? There are so many ways to get these items to DHS. You can submit them online at dhs.pa.gov/compass, upload them through the MyCompass PA mobile app, or drop them off to your local county assistance office. Whether you are snapping a picture of your documents with your smartphone, uploading verification online, or providing your items in person at one of our local county assistance offices, DHS has an option that works for you.
Protect your benefits. You can now lock your EBT card when not in use to keep it safe from theft and skimming. Use the Connect EBT mobile app or website to lock and unlock your EBT card in real time. Download the free secure Connect EBT mobile app or go to connectebt.com now and start protecting your benefits today. It's now easier to recognize the arrival of your benefit renewal packet. Look for a large pink envelope to come in the mail and submit your completed renewal online at dhs.pa.gov/compass or to your local county assistance office by the due date listed on your packet.
We want you to get what you need as quickly as possible. Please make sure you have your Social Security number or case record number ready for the call representative. This will help us quickly locate your information so we can help you as efficiently as possible.
Need help heating your home? The Low Income Home Energy Assistance Program, or LIHEAP, is open as of December 3, 2025, and is scheduled to close on April 10, 2026. You can apply online at www.dhs.pa.gov/compass or at your local county assistance office. Find more information about LIHEAP at dhs.pa.gov/LIHEAP. Did you submit an application for benefits? You can easily check the status of your application on www.dhs.pa.gov/compass by providing information about your head of household and two other pieces of verifying information.
Due to a change in federal policy, DHS can no longer reimburse SNAP benefits stolen after December 20, 2024. If your SNAP benefits were stolen, immediately contact your County Assistance Office or Conduent at 888-328-7366 to get a new EBT card. For immediate food needs, call 211 or visit pa-navigate.org. You should also report the theft to local law enforcement. Protect your benefits. When using your EBT card, always check card readers for skimming devices and nearby cameras. Keep your PIN private and change it frequently, and monitor your EBT balance and transaction history using the official, free, and secure MyCompass PA mobile app. Easily apply for and manage your benefits online. Visit dhs.pa.gov/compass to submit an application, renew your benefits, scan and upload verification documents, update your contact information, check your renewal or benefit payment dates, and so much more. You hold the key to managing your benefits right in the palm of your hand. Download the free MyCompass PA mobile app to your Apple or Android mobile device to easily update your personal information, upload images of required documents, check your renewal date, and see your SNAP balance and transaction history.
Pennsylvania's Summer EBT program, Sunbucks, provides eligible children with $120 to purchase food during the summer. The 2025 Sunbucks season is now closed. Any applications submitted after August 31, 2025 will be held and considered for the 2026 Sunbucks season. You can find more information at www.dhs.pa.gov/sunbucks or by calling the Sunbucks FAQ hotline at 1-877-762-1575.
Not sure if you're calling the right number for questions about CHIP? If a child in your household has CHIP and you have questions about the premium payment or coverage for medical services, call the number on the back of your CHIP card or the CHIP hotline at 1-800-986-KIDS. That's 1-800-986-5437. For questions not related to premiums and coverage, stay on the line or view most case information online at dhs.pa.gov/compass. or with the MyCompass PA mobile app. You can find more information about CHIP at dhs.pa.gov/CHIP. Check your next renewal date by signing into your MyCompass account at dhs.pa.gov/compass, or by logging in to the free MyCompass PA mobile app. Do you have documents you need to provide to us, like personal ID, pay stubs, or bank statements? There are so many ways to get these items to DHS. You can submit them online at dhs.pa.gov/compass, upload them through the MyCompass PA mobile app, or drop them off to your local county assistance office. Whether you are snapping a picture of your documents with your smartphone, uploading verification online, or providing your items in person at one of our local county assistance offices, DHS has an option that works for you.
Protect your benefits. You can now lock your EBT card when not in use to keep it safe from theft and skimming. Use the Connect EBT mobile app or website to lock and unlock your EBT card in real time. Download the free secure Connect EBT mobile app or go to connectebt.com now and start protecting your benefits today. It's now easier to recognize the arrival of your benefit renewal packet. Look for a large pink envelope to come in the mail and submit your completed renewal online at dhs.pa.gov/compass or to your local county assistance office by the due date listed on your packet.
want you to get what you need as quickly as possible. Please make sure you have your Social Security number or case record number ready for the call representative. This will help us quickly locate your information so we can help you as efficiently as possible.
Need help heating your home? The Low Income Home Energy Assistance Program, or LIHEAP, is open as of December 3, 2025, and is scheduled to close on April 10, 2026. You can apply online at www.dhs.pa.gov/compass or at your local county assistance office. Find more information about LIHEAP at dhs.pa.gov/LIHEAP. Did you submit an application for benefits? You can easily check the status of your application on www.dhs.pa.gov/compass by providing information about your head of household and two other pieces of verifying information.
A change in federal policy, DHS can no longer reimburse SNAP benefits stolen after December 20, 2024. If your SNAP benefits were stolen, immediately contact your county assistance office or conduit at 888-328-7366 to get a new EBT card. For immediate food needs, call 211 or visit pa-navigate.org. You should also report the theft to local law enforcement. Protect your benefits. When using your EBT card, always check card readers for skimming devices and nearby cameras. Keep your PIN private and change it frequently, and monitor your EBT balance and transaction history using the official, free, and secure MyCompass PA mobile app. You can easily apply for and manage your benefits online. Visit dhs.pa.gov/compass to submit an application, renew your benefits, scan and upload verification documents, update your contact information, check your renewal or benefit payment dates, and so much more. You hold the key to managing your benefits right in the palm of your hand. Download the free MyCompass PA mobile app to your Apple or Android mobile device to easily update your personal information, upload images of required documents, check your renewal date, and see your SNAP balance and transaction history.
Pennsylvania's summer EBT program, Sunbucks, provides eligible children with $120 to purchase food during the summer. The 2025 Sunbucks season is now closed. Any applications submitted after August 31, 2025 will be held and considered for the 2026 Sunbucks season. You can find more information at www.dhs.pa.gov/sunbucks. or by calling the Sunbucks FAQ hotline at 1-877-762-1575.
Not sure if you're calling the right number for questions about CHIP? If a child in your household has CHIP and you have questions about the premium payment or coverage for medical services, call the number on the back of your CHIP card or the CHIP hotline at 1-800-986-KIDS. That's 1-800-986-5437. For questions not related to premiums and coverage, stay on the line or view most case information online at dhs.pa.gov/compass or with the MyCompass PA mobile app. You can find more information about CHIP at dhs.pa.gov/CHIP. Check your next renewal date by signing into your MyCompass account at dhs.pa.gov/compass or by logging in to the free MyCompass PA mobile app. Do you have documents you need to provide to us, like personal ID, pay stubs, or bank statements? There are so many ways to get these items to DHS. You can submit them online at dhs.pa.gov/compass, upload them through the MyCompass PA mobile app, or drop them off to your local county assistance office. Whether you are snapping a picture of your documents with your smartphone, uploading verification online, or providing your items in person at one of our local county assistance offices, DHS has an option that works for you.
Protect your benefits. You can now lock your EBT card when not in use to keep it safe from theft and skimming. Use the Connect EBT mobile app or website to lock and unlock your EBT card in real time. Download the free secure Connect EBT mobile app or go to connectebt.com now and start protecting your benefits today. It's now easier to recognize the arrival of your benefit renewal packet. Look for a large pink envelope to come in the mail and submit your completed renewal online at dhs.pa.gov/compass or to your local county assistance office by the due date listed on your packet.
We want you to get what you need as quickly as possible. Please make sure you have your Social Security number or case record number ready for the call representative. This will help us quickly locate your information so we can help you as efficiently as possible.
Need help heating your home? The Low Income Home Energy Assistance Program, or LIHEAP, is open as of December 3, 2025, and is scheduled to close on April 10, 2026. You can apply online at www.dhs.pa.gov/compass or at your local county assistance office. Find more information about LIHEAP at dhs.pa.gov/LIHEAP. Did you submit an application for benefits? You can easily check the status of your application on www.dhs.pa.gov/compass by providing information about your head of household and two other pieces of verifying information.
change in federal policy, DHS can no longer reimburse SNAP benefits stolen after December 20th, 2024. If your SNAP benefits were stolen, immediately contact your county assistance office or conduit at 888-328-7366 to get a new EBT card. For immediate food needs, call 211 or visit pa-navigate.org. You should also report the theft to local law enforcement. Protect your benefits. When using your EBT card, always check card readers for skimming devices and nearby cameras. Keep your PIN private and change it frequently. And monitor your EBT balance and transaction history using the official, free, and secure MyCompass PA mobile app. Easily apply for and manage your benefits online. Visit dhs.pa.gov/compass to submit an application, renew your benefits, scan and upload verification documents, update your contact information, check your renewal or benefit payment dates, and so much more. You hold the key to managing your benefits right in the palm of your hand. Download the free MyCompass PA mobile app to your Apple or Android mobile device to easily update your personal information, upload images of required documents, check your renewal date, and see your SNAP balance and transaction history.
Pennsylvania's summer EBT program, Sunbucks, provides eligible children with $120 to purchase food during the summer. The 2025 Sunbucks season is now closed. Any applications submitted after August 31, 2025 will be held and considered for the 2026 Sunbucks season. You can find more information at www.dhs.pa.gov/sunbucks. Or by calling the Sunbucks FAQ hotline at 1-877-762-1575.
Connections? What does that supposed to mean? What does she look like?
Not sure if you're calling the right number for questions about CHIP. If a child in your household has CHIP and you have questions about the premium payment or coverage for medical services, call the number on the back of your CHIP card.
What's her name?
Or the CHIP hotline at 1-800-986-KIDS. That's 1-800-986-5437. For questions not related to premiums and coverage, stay on the line or view most case information online at dhs.va.gov/compass. Or with the MyCompass PA mobile app. You can find more information about CHIP at dhs.pa.gov/CHIP. Check your next renewal date by signing into your MyCompass account at dhs.pa.gov/compass or by logging in to the free MyCompass PA mobile app. have documents you need to provide to us, like personal ID, pay stubs, or bank statements? There are so many ways to get these items to DHS. You can submit them online at dhs.pa.gov/compass.
Have you ever done it?
Upload them through the My Compass PA mobile app or drop them off to your local county assistance office. Whether you are snapping a picture of your documents with your smartphone, uploading verification.
This is a Philadelphia customer service. Mr. McKing speaking. Can I start with social security number or case record number?
Yes, hi. My name is Shira. I'm calling in. My participant was just on the line and had to disconnect for momentarily. He said as soon as you got on, I should just give him a call back. Do you mind waiting less than a second?
You have to call the participant back? Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying yes. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Thank you. Hold it tight. Okay, Omar, on the line we have the county. They're ready to take the call.
Okay. This is the Philadelphia Customer Service. Can I start with your social or case record number, please?
What you need?
Social security number or your case record number?
177-58-4570.
I'm sorry, 177-58?
4570.
4570. Okay. It says social security not found. I have
4570.
Okay. I have 77, not 70. So hold on. What is your name?
Omar Wilkes.
Date of birth?
4/27/1977.
Your address and phone number?
2104 Indian, West Indian. 267-542-8114.
I do not have the address you just gave me, nor the number on your case at this time. So can I have all the old information that we have on the case?
2104 West Indiana.
I do not have that address on your case, sir. What was your old address?
5926 North Norwood Street.
Okay. And you have a new phone number because what I have here is a 4447949, and that's not what you gave me.
No, 267-546.
I will get in a bit. No, sir, Mr. Welsh, hang on for me. Yeah. I do not need it right now because I'm not taking it down. Give me a moment.
Okay.
So the reason for your call is to report the new address and new phone number, or was it something else?
It was to see what was the update with my paperwork for home aid.
Right now, there's no paperwork due on your case. Your medical is open, so is your food stamp. You don't have renewal due on the food stamp until March of 2027, next year.
Ma'am, the reason
why
we're calling is because my participant has enrolled into the waiver program, and we just
Hang on, Mr. Welch. You need to say I give you permission to speak to the agent on the line about your case.
Yes.
Thank you. Can I have your name, ma'am?
It's Shira, S-H-I-R-A, last name initial is W.
All right. When was the waiver application provided?
Well, it's been open for a while. They submitted all their financial information. We just want to know where they're holding and if there's any updated information.
I'm sorry, there's no waiver services application right now. The case is not authorized for waiver, but give me a moment. Let me check the notes. Hold on. Okay, current note regarding lie hip, a number. Okay, a number for waiver rejected for failure to submit verification of 5 years look back resources from where SSA is deposited into. So have the information provided, the 5 year look back for the bank account?
From the Direct Express or from their bank account?
Everything applicable, any account active for the client. Unfortunately, the last note I have was back in December 11th. So that's why I'm asking, has the information provided since then?
Yes.
The case worker noted here, 5 year look back from where SSA deposited into, along with explanation of all transactions, $500 or more. All right, let's check the document screen. Hang on 1 second.
I mean, everything was sent in on February 18th.
Okay. February 21, Social Security Benefit Statement. February 21, Income Statement. Let me pull up the details. I don't know what that means. All right, this one is a screenshot, transaction details, amount deposited, January 30, Social Security income. Okay, that's it. One screen for January 30, another screen for December 1. That's all I have.
Well, Social it's Security. A Direct Express account with their Social Security award letter. We were never told with the Social Security direct deposit that they need to submit more statements. You're saying that he has to?
Correct, yes.
How many statements?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. How many?
Let me go back to the notes that the caseworker noted here. It says 5 years look back. If the account is not 5 years old, just provide from whenever the account was opened onto the current one. But I'm putting up the notes again to stay with the caseworker noted here. I'm going to read everything to you, okay? Verbatim. This way, caseworker stated here. Okay, it says 5 years look back where SSA is deposited into, along with explanation of all transaction of $500 or more in a given month. Statements from January and November 2025 statements. And hardship letter, January to November 2025 statements. Hardship letter is unable to obtain statements. Life insurance, if applicable, letter needs to show face value and cash value. Burial reserve, if applicable, document is required. That's all it says.
I'm just writing this down. Omar, you want to comment on any of that?
No, I'm understanding that. Explain to me after you get off the phone.
Okay. So, again, you needed the deposits of, okay. Now, how is he supposed to get the statements for the look back?
Typically, clients need to contact the bank, even the Direct Express. They have a number in the back of the card where you can request that information, because they, Social Security and us, there's an agreement, and that bank, the Direct Express people know that clients need to get statement. So they were accommodated by printing them out and mailing it to him. Or they can email if he has an email address. Then after he gets it, it can be forwarded to us via the email, or he can print everything out and provide it to the CAO.
All right. Explanation of anything over 500 and insurance. Elmar, you have insurance?
No.
Life insurance.
He doesn't have life insurance.
Okay, just write a letter. So I do not have a life insurance. I don't have any other income other than Social Security and no burial reserve.
I just wrote that letter.
I mean,
okay,
he submitted that letter. Is that in the images?
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going back to the document screen. Hold on. Well, this provided last year with the application back in October or November?
No, it was provided recently, I believe. I'll even see if I have it because I know that it was done. I think on the 18th it was submitted, on February 18th.
Nope. I don't have anything registered on February 18th. The only two documents I typed February is February 21. And there's a Social Security letter and the income document screen that I advised you that showed up for January and December. Those are the only two information here in February.
Okay, fine. All right, so what's the next step from here? Should we submit it and then once we submit it, it gets put in for reconsideration?
Once they submit it, depending on how we submit it, you know, we have to typically give a few days for document to be scanned and attached to case so we can set an imaging screen. So whenever submitted, give it a 48 hours. That's always my suggestion. Follow up. Once we see the document at that time, we'll request a reconsideration.
Now, does he have to submit an explanation of anything over 500 if he doesn't have?
Correct.
Anything over 500 or deposit?
If there's nothing there over 500, then there's no explanation needed because he didn't do any transaction over $500.
All right, fine. Thank you so much for your help, then.
You're welcome, Ms. Shira. No problem.
All right. Omar, any questions?
No.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome, ma'am.
Bye-bye.